The raid occurred at the home of Cynthia Archer, who until recently was Governor Walker's Deputy Secretary of the Department of Administration. Archer abruptly quit that job in mid-August, but had already secured another job as legislative liaison for the Department of Children and Families. Archer's neighbor, Dale Reekers, says he first saw the agents at Archer's house around 6:15 or 6:30 yesterday morning. He estimates there were a dozen of them. Reekers says he initially wondered what might be wrong. After watching them, he suspected it was a raid.
They were really going around here taking pictures inside her garage, inside a vehicle, and stuff like that.
A spokesman for the FBI in Milwaukee referred questions to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office. The DA had no comment. The raid of Archer's house comes on the heels of comments she made to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, telling the paper she was not involved in a growing John Doe investigation that started last year in Milwaukee County government. Archer also worked for Walker when he was Milwaukee County executive. The newspaper was the first to report yesterday's raid, saying agents did not leave Archer's house until 10 in the morning and removed a large box from the home. Governor Scott Walker's spokesman Cullen Werwe had no comment. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.